From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Ethiopia on the first ever visit to the country by a serving American leader. Mr. Obama flew to Addis Ababa on Sunday for 2 days of talks with African leaders on issues such as terrorism, human rights, and the civil war in South Sudan. Earlier in the day, he ended a landmark visit to Kenya with a speech to thousands of students at a stadium outside the capital. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey has more from Nairobi. I'm sorry we don't seem to have that report, but we will try to get it for you in the next hour. Well, staying with Mr. Obama's visit to Africa, he is due to hold talks on Monday with Ethiopian leaders who have been key U.S. allies in the fight against Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group. On Tuesday, the U.S. president is expected to visit the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa before flying back to Washington. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has acknowledged that his military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents. In a speech broadcast live on state television on Sunday, President Assad said, "We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold on to so that they don't allow the collapse of the rest of the Syrian areas." Mr. Assad also said that countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles, as Iran eventually did in its nuclear negotiations with the world community. You're listening to VOA News.